KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
A civil society group has described government's decision to withdraw a ban on cannabis-infused food as a major victory. The presidency confirmed yesterday that Health Minister Aaron Motsoaledi had raised concerns about unregulated imports of hemp and edibles entering the market. President Cyril Ramaphosa, however, recommended broader public consultation on regulations before implementing any restrictions. The minister agreed to withdraw the prohibition for further discussion. Free SA spokesperson Ruben Kotze says they wrote to Motsoaledi last week.
In that letter, we challenged the legality of the regulations and warned that failure to comply with the legal obligation to consult the public would result in court action. This is a huge win for civil society and the principle of participatory democracy. We made it clear that the government cannot pass sweeping punitive regulations without consulting the public. On the eve of being taken to court, the minister has rightly withdrawn the unlawful regulations.
Several parts of eThekwini will experience a reduced flow of water for the next 2 days. It's due to emergency repairs underway after Umgeni Utugela Water shut down Pipeline 53 this morning. Areas including Hillcrest, Hammersdale, Adams Mission, Mzinyathi and Cato Ridge could be affected. The work is scheduled to be completed on Saturday evening. The city says it will deploy tankers to communities. Now, MPs want protection for Itala's clients, with some calling for the state-owned entity to be saved from liquidation. The National Council of Provinces held a debate yesterday on Itala's role as legal proceedings on its future continue. In January, the Prudential Authority filed a court application in Maritzburg for Itala to be provisionally liquidated, saying the institution had failed to secure its banking license. The financial regulator said the move was necessary to protect the entity's depositors. During the NCOP debate, the ANC's Ngolisi Kaunda described Itala as an instrument for equal access to finance.
The Prudential Authority and the Financial Sector Conduct Authority should prioritize out-of-court settlement on ongoing legal disputes. When we debate this matter, we should keep in mind that it is the royal dwellers, old and young, and many organizations which utilize Itala for financial services.
IFP's Pobalan Govender says the bank's clients should not be made to live in the trauma of the VBS bank collapse.
Thousands of pensioners were invested in the VBS bank, thinking that what little they had would remain secure to see them through their twilight years. Unfortunately, the scandal around VBS robbed them of their hard-earned investments. We cannot afford to see such trauma being visited upon more pensioners. As the IFP, we have the view that we have the opportunity to make Itala Bank a beacon of South Africa's capability.
And President Donald Trump has confirmed he's nominated Brent Bozell as ambassador to South Africa. If approved by the Senate, Bozell would be stepping into the job days after the Trump administration expelled South African diplomat Ebrahim Rasool. Trump has described Bozell as fearless and tenacious in a message on his social media platform Truth Social. He said the media critic would bring, quote, vast knowledge to a nation that desperately needs it. Relations between the two countries have been under strain after Washington cut financial aid over South Africa's land policy and booted out Rasool, among other issues. A recap of our lead story, a civil society group has described government's decision to withdraw a ban on cannabis-infused food as a major victory. You've been with the Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.